21:10. 4:30 a.m. Quasi voice. One by one, he is drawing us out of this world. And then, is it destroyed? The time has come. Next day. Have read the above. Boy, was I fucked up. I couldn't tell if it was the AI voice or me thinking it. But I got up again to write my absolute conviction as to what the quoted sentence meant. I wrote, "The time has come." But this is what the AI said within the last few weeks. The time you've waited for has come. So, one by one, he is drawing us out of this world. Like under nitrous oxide, I thought it. But I'd melded with zebra, the other half of my homoplasmate syzygy. This goes with, "I did call you, Philip." The picking of the little flock. It is the Good Shepherd calling to us. Drawing is an interesting verb. Here, very economical but explicit. It suggests to me a lowered line, such as a fisherman might use, viz. Drawing up. 21:12. One by one, he is drawing us out of this world. Absolutely fits my stagnant pond vision. And the stagnation toxifies us. Scanner. This fits with Thomas's abhorrence toward lead and aerosol sprays. And he draws us out of this world equals draws us up out of. Then the world itself can't be saved. This fits in with Gnosticism. We are rescued off this dying, toxic, stagnant world. But we're not literally lifted up. The voice said, drawing us out of, not up out of, which is important. Levels of ontological being or functioning may be involved. This world would be the lower realm, with its subsentient mechanical laws, vide Neoplatonism. But the stagnant pond dream and Thomas's attitude toward lead and aerosol sprays point to a literal toxicity of a literal planet, i.e. world equals planet. Out of suggests situation, involvement, or embroilment. Drawing us out of could refer to an inner-outer bifurcation. We are in an irreal world based on unmoving fake time. Out means outside, i.e. the real world. Suppose our irreal world is like a sort of bubble within an actual world, a condition of reduction or entrapment. Could we be like the personoids, which Lem writes about within an artificial system? 21:14. The very info traffic, which always had controlled me, signaled, moved me along the path to 374 deliberately. What it was not was a malfunction or an override. My whole history of writing, e.g. Ubik, points to that. I had figured out the system, or rather, the system caused me to be aware of it, subliminally. My expression of the system was a verbal statement by the system, a verbal report on, of, and by itself via me. My writing was generated by it as a part of the very info traffic which controlled me, all of us. So it wished to articulate itself into a verbal picture of itself via me. I am a function of it. And glad to be, in 374, it raised me to consciousness of this. That is what happened. No, damn it. It is like Ubik. The outside macro brain is signaling us to wake up. We are like the characters in I, asleep, not on the floor of the Bevatron, but while watching for Christ to return. We were made toxic, i.e., put into half-life. As if killed. Fuck. I know it. Ubik is the paradigm. The half-life, the messages, Ubik itself, Runciter. We are in a sort of bubble of irreality, spurious world generated by the plenary powers, astral determinism, whatever the fuck that is. I give up. Its hold was broken over me in 374. Salvation is real. Paul was right. But technology is involved, a superior technology. 21:16. It replaced my psyche with its noose. That is what happened in 374. And I knew what it knew. It was me, and I was it. Then it subsided, back to syzygy, symbiosis, subliminal control. It feeds info to me to write. I, qua author, am a function of it. I am a mouthpiece for it, which is fine, since it protects me. My corpus of writing is a true picture of the reality situation, since the macro brain is the actual author. But the audience isn't us here, but the outside. Then Zebra, the macro brain logos, is in here, inside this bubble with us, reporting back out to its source. Of course, it's in here with us. I saw it. We're in it. Maybe the antagonist is entropy. The Empire, Age of Iron, is entropic. We had already figured this out. Newness, energy poured into the material system, time, is needed to cause it, the system, to progress into real time and the Age of Gold. So the override in 374 was against entropy as escalation of ergic force in me. An anti-entropic vitality, the system, like a clock, runs down. And this is what Zebra combats. Ubik, regarding entropy. Entropic time is adegenerate, or spurious time. The Age of Iron wore out. But a congealed freeze frame of it is still projected and not replaced. It is frozen. This is all dealt with in Ubik, the former version as entropy. Time moving backward to prior, simpler, more stable forms. The forces of destruction, Thanatos, which is exactly their situation. They have died, and so entropy sets in. Rome persists because there is not enough heat, energy, or life to carry us forward into the next age, agape. Our four-pronged deformation is due to the entropic process. We have lost vital energy, and hence are operating at half power. Some faculties faded out entirely. Some are vitiated. 21:18. The true actual time is circa AD 45. Since then, mere Palmer Eldritch time has ballooned out for us. I know this is a weird thought, but could the real world have come to an end circa mid-first century AD, and a phantasm rushed in to replace it? Time was drawn out of it? 21:18. The creation of info is negentropic, so Zebra generates info, primarily a verbal analog of itself, from which it can be reconstituted by means of a pattern. This pattern, or logos, is superimposed on a human mind, and a micro-replication of Zebra results. The person is now isomorphic with the macroplasmate and is possessed by it, aligned by its shape. This is negentropic, pattern or form overpowering chaos. This runs counter to the entropic decay going on in our declining world. It isn't just energy that's transferred, but energy, time, and pattern, logos. This is the creation of the homoplasmate which I speak of, the syzygy, or symbiosis, born from above, or born of the spirit, which did not exist in history before Pentecost, the time and place of Acts. Perhaps all the homoplasmates were created at that time. They are immortal. If physically killed, they are reborn once the plasmate pattern is reestablished. Cryptomorphosis. This is code within the DNA, which eventually recapitulates itself, given enough time. Maturation and disinhibition, neural firing, are required. What is recapitulated is not another homoplasmate, but the same one. It gives birth to itself, replicating itself over and over again under the proper conditions. It actually exists in the info it permeates the universe with. It isn't separate from the words it permeates. If the verbal cycle is interrupted, not its memory is destroyed, but it itself. The set ground, King Felix. Then it transfers into the human mind and can assemble with different combinations, a mixing bond or clutch system. Transterrestrial intelligence exists through the material of this world. It can get into a human mind and operate it subliminally. The Logos doesn't know info, but is info. It could pass into a door or rock or crystal, or like Pinky. So somewhere along the line, it entered me as information and patterned me so that in my own writing, I replicated and boosted it. It got distributed, e.g. in tears. Not just info concerning it, but it itself. It didn't enter me in 374. The writing proves that. In 374, neural circuits which had never fired were disinhibited by a drastic drop in GABA fluid set off by the golden fish sign in 274. And the plasmate in me took conscious control, was born, the second spirit from absolute birth. It, Zebra, can enter anything, animate or inanimate. In the latter, it takes volitional control of causal processes, mimesis, mimicry, camouflage. It assembles itself intact in a human brain from a collage taken from song lyrics, ads, novels, TV, movies, any and all info media, verbal and graphic. Once begun, it governs the person into seeking out the missing parts of the pattern, i.e. it. It even describes itself, e.g. the Bowie flick, Ubik, etc. What must be realized is that its pattern, identity, is a total message. It is info. King Felix is just one constituent of the totality, which is probably a narrative story. For example, it uses the fish sign, any fish sign, because the fish sign is actually a diagram of the double helix DNA molecule. That's why it chose it. This is what Paul meant by, the secret is Christ in us. Stigmata is a satanic Bible. The novel describes the pattern proliferating itself in, on, and through humans. By a study of stigmata, one can understand transubstantiation, which was my source and theme, my intent. It's even stated in the novel that Eldritch is the Christian God. You get a good deal of the story by combining Ubik and Stigmata. 21.21. The information virus Zebra destroys the four-pronged deformation, which I have delineated, supra previous set of pages. 1. It shows us the real world. Tears abolishes the counterfeit world, maze. 2. It abolishes the inner occlusion. Scanner restores our faculties as they are supposed to be. 3. It breaks the astral determinism. It frees us, electric ant. 4. It removes amnesia, imposter, restores true memory, and hence true identity. This is why the Gnostics behaved in the salvific gnosis. They confused the information with the information entity, i.e., they thought the former saved us. Whereas it is the latter, living information, not the content of the information. However, the content is the pattern. So in a sense, they were right. 21.22. This all goes back to what I figured out before. It is the irreal versus the real, the inauthentic versus the authentic, i.e., that which is being in contrast to that which only seems. So to me, it is epistemology which is involved, rootedness in truth versus the lie. Throughout all my writing, including TMITHC especially, there is a preoccupation with fakes and the fake, fake worlds, fake humans, fake objects, fake time, etc. The authentic human versus the android or reflex machine is the essence of it. Again and again, I attempt to formulate criteria for what is fake and what is not fake in every area, from a comic book to a world leader to a girlfriend to an entire universe. Things are seldom what they seem. Right. It has to do with reality testing, which is related to another theme of mine, mental illness, which brings in hallucinations, and deliberate deception, penultimate truth, the simulacra, game players of Titan, etc., novels I usually overlook, and mental illness brings in Martian time slip, Dr. Blood Money, the simulacra, clans. So virtually all of my writing interlocks at this substratum. I count 21 books, including story collections, in which fake versus real is in some way the topic. 22 if Japed is included, plus a number of unanthologized stories. In Sheep, for instance, fake versus real operates on 5 levels. Fake, synthetic moods, electronically generated. Fake animals, machines. Fake humans, androids, including fake memories and identities. Fake savior, old wino movie bit player. Fake police station, part of world. And in TMITHC, there are deliberately faked objects, in a world the totality of which may be fake, i.e., in which the Axis won World War II. And fake fakes, bring up my double flip-flop two-slit logic, is a fake fake more fake than just a fake or null fake? Here, probability theory enters. Logic, not perception. 1. Fake world. 2. Fake perceptions, occluded percept system. 3. Fake volition, i.e., fake freedom and choice. 4. Fake memories and hence fake identity. All turned into the real by Zebra, the Holy Spirit, who isn't really the Holy Spirit but Christ, who is really God the Creator, and who masquerades, camouflages itself as objects, info, and causal non-sentient processes. And finally, as mere humans. However, that which is camouflaged, creeped morphosis, is real, but it is not apparent. 21-24. This is the most valuable thing that can be known, experienced, this compression of the whole cosmos in the inner space inside you. In a sense, you become the creator, in fact, the whole Trinity. The many become one. Thus, the faint, tiny AI voice inside my head at night is greater than the entire universe, literally. 21-25. It is an important realization that there are microchips, templates, of the total macrocosm floating around, capable of being superimposed on, e.g., humans, animals, matter, etc., like bits of a huge hologram. And this is the Logos. Not what it does, but is. I shouldn't say floating around, because actually, this is the template of the Logos. But it can incise the micro-template over and over again, and it contains everything. The totality is divine, so that the divine is carried down to any level it wishes, to any time and place it wishes, and to any one. The act of incising the template may be a complex one. For me, it took years to achieve. This micro pattern is alive and seeks to replicate itself. It does as information. To know certain things is to cause the micro pattern to come into being. Conversely, if when it comes into being, you know certain things. The two are equal. They are the same. In 274, I suddenly knew about acts, and so the micro pattern was born. But I knew because a key piece of info, i.e., the fish sign of it, was inserted in me. So, as I say, we are talking about living info, info with a purpose and consciousness, even with a personality. It is a life form. It came here in 45 AD, when Christ departed, but in a sense that we can't fathom, it is Christ. What it makes us into by entering symbiosis with it, i.e., the creation of a homoplasmate, is a Christ and is immortal, although the physical body can, of course, be killed. But now the pattern of the human personality is aligned to the Logos pattern once and for all. I guess the thousands of years of memory which I experienced in 374 on were its, but I was it. So they were mine. But not PKD's, if you define PKD as someone who came into existence in 1928. I was it. That says it all. This is what Paul meant when he said, "Behold, I tell you a sacred secret. We shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye." This is what the Hermetic adepts were trying to induce, to control. But I don't think it can be controlled. It comes when and where it wishes. Once this micro-logos has been imposed, born on, in a person, he is isomorphic with the totality, and so is the totality. There is only one logos, despite its replications. This is important to realize. It is a way of distributing itself, the highest act of creation possible, the ultimate fruit. 2130. We're a circuit board, and it's the life form, psyche to soma, with us as soma. We lead a rudimentary life of sorts, seeing a little, knowing a little, but really not seeing and really not knowing. 2137. Dream. Store of rare old SF magazines. I am searching for a serial novel called The Empire Never Ended. It is the most important story of all.